Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'm a kid on the TV, mama, mama, I'ma put this down.
Radio show. You know the name is Pudgy, live on the MIC tonight, holding it down for WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. And we are live this March 6th, 2011. And it's been quite a week. It's been quite a day, actually. There are a lot of things to talk about. This is what's going to be a short show due to the fact that we did a show on yesterday. There's a lot of things that happened over this weekend. There was a CIAA event in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that was got rained on a little bit. You know, I don't know if things went according to plan, but it got rained on a little bit, and a lot of people didn't really get out. And I know a lot of people didn't dress the way they wanted to, but for some folks, the rain didn't stop them, not one bit whatsoever. I saw some two short shorts and some two tight jeans and a whole lot of other things going on in Charlotte, North Carolina while I was there on yesterday. And yesterday we did the show live for about 3 to 4 hours. And before we actually got to broadcast live, I'm sorry, we took the show on the road, but before we got to broadcast live, we got rained out right before the show was scheduled to go on air. And sorry, folks, it's not my fault. You know, a lot of people stopped by, a lot of people donated, and I really appreciate, you know, the people that did come through and donate what they did donate. We got a lot of canned foods, man. I tell you what, we got a lot of canned foods. We got a lot of clothes. About 8 of the largest totes that you could get, you know, the plastic tote bins that you get, we got about 8 of those. And I say about 8, I guess we did have 8 among a 55-gallon drum or barrel of shoes. Not full, but, you know, a quarter of the way full. And we got a lot of rice and a lot of beans. We got a lot of stuff, man, and I appreciate everybody in the city of Charlotte, the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina, for coming through and doing what they did. It was really big, and I really appreciate it on behalf of the homeless population out there. I got a lot of feedback when I posted, you know, on the website, and I'm sorry, not the website, but on the Facebook and the Twitter pages. I got a lot of feedback. I got a bunch of email from last week's show and a lot of email about the homeless. And there were some people who had some some special things to say about the homeless population out there. Some of you guys are heartless, man. Jeez. Some of you guys are heartless. A lot of people didn't care. They, you know, to quote one man, I don't give a damn about the homeless out there. They need to get theirs. A lot of the homeless shouldn't be homeless. You know what I mean? So I agree that a lot of the homeless shouldn't be homeless, but at the same time, you know, as I said on yesterday's show, I didn't do this for the people who faking the funk. You know what I mean? The people who aren't really homeless, the people who are getting over on what you want to call the homeless scam. I didn't do that for them. We didn't plan this event for them. And my heart goes out to those people, man. If you'd rather run that scam than work an honest man's job, you know, knock yourself out, so be it. In my mind, that's a harder way to live. I couldn't imagine getting up every day and having to dress dirty or smell or appear to be dirty and nasty. I mean, it's not good to be so prideful, but, you know, I have a little bit of self-respect. So I couldn't imagine getting up every day, hitting the street or standing in front of a store or what may have you, and begging folks to make your paycheck. I don't know, I can't put that together. I can't even imagine that. But like I said, a lot of people came out yesterday, man, and I got a huge shout-out list that I'm going to read over. I won't be long-winded on my shout-out list as I was yesterday, because that's solely really what I did, is just read off, you know, some of the organizations that donated and some of the people that stopped by. Just for honorable mention, excuse me, man, I got a frog in my throat or something in my throat. But just to let you people know out here, we didn't take any monetary donations. No cash whatsoever. We took absolutely no cash. One old lady gave us $10. And shout out to the students that helped me out there. I'll read their names off here in a second. BB, shout out to BB too, who did the most work. But we didn't take any cash. One lady gave us $10, and we took her $10, and we went inside the food line, and we just purchased more food. I mean, that's what we did, but that's the extent of the monetary donations that we received. That's the extent of the money that we got, and that's just something we don't do. We don't rock with your cash when it comes to, you know, when we're going to donate something like that. Now, if you want to donate something to the radio show, you know, the email is krrp@gmail.com. Y'all know the number. The number is 619-638-8559. You know, if you're listening on the radio or if you're having to catch on the radio on Washington, D.C. and Burlington, North Carolina, 10 a.m. I'm sorry, 510 a.m., 500 through 560 a.m. on the radio dial. And, you know, we're not looking for your money, but if you want to donate something to the show, you want to be an investor, or maybe you have some advertisements like what you're about to hear here in a second, we got a place for you. You know, maybe your business needs some more help. Right now, we're sitting over 100,000 listeners since November 28th when we started the show, and in my mind, that's pretty big. I mean, you know, to start the show from an idea and go to the point where you have over 100,000 listeners, in my mind, that's the example of the same things that I preach on the show. That's the example of the same things that we stand for on the show, and you know, some of the principles that I stand for in my life. You can keep your hand out. You know, show me how to fish so I can get my own fish. You can keep your one or two. I don't want anybody controlling how I eat. and I don't think anyone should control how you eat. Frankly, show us how to get money or show us how to do something and let's go out and do it ourselves. So that's what I've done with this show. That's what a lot of people that I bring before you have done with themselves or their businesses or schooling or whatever you want to call it. You know, entrepreneurship is the way to go in my mind. And, you know, that's just what we stand for. So anyway, I'm going to go to a commercial. I'm definitely going to get a drink. Then I'll come back. And, you know, we're going to get into the topic. You know, we're talking about the homeless folks. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
If you need to do some recording and you're from the DMC area, I want you to look up this company because they have everything that you need for your recording project, no matter what it may be. Any kind of vocal recording you need to do, any kind of spoken word, maybe you want to record a CD, maybe you want to do some commercials or some voiceovers, or maybe you just want to send a loved one, I don't know, a nice little voice note. Look up this company, on the web, it's www.satnamrecords.com. That's S-A-T-N-A-M records.com. Satnam Records is an immaculate, a beautiful place, let me tell you. When you walk in the studio, you'll feel the comfort of your own home. I promise you. Anytime you go into this place, you're just going to want to get on the couch and lay on the couch or lounge around. But don't forget they're charging by the hour. So don't get in there and lounge around and lay around too long because I think they're going to be looking for some extra money. But anyway, check this company out. Satnam Records, www.satnamrecords.com. If you need to call them, they offer free consultations. And I tell you what, I'll throw you a bone. If you let them know that you heard it on KIRP Radio Show, they'll give you a free hour of recording time. That's right, 1 free hour of recording time. And they also run in a promo package for everybody that heard it on this show, $35 an hour. This is to record in a professional, real deal recording studio and label, I might add. So check it out. If you're in the DMC area, look them up, Satnam Records, 45975 Noakes Boulevard, Suite 100. In Sterling, Virginia, phone number is 571-323-8191. Again, that's 571-323-8191. Satnam Records.
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP Radio Show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP Radio Show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
Messing up in this winter, is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink?
You're scared to go check your mailbox with your wife footies on and as cold as it is inside, as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. Yeah, welcome back to the show, KRP Radio Show. You know, every time I hear that Biz Markie song, man, but she say he's just a friend, you know, whatever. That drives me crazy, man. I love that song. That was one of the throwbacks back in the day. But anyway, you are back to WMMG, home of the KRP Radio Show, and we are talking about the homeless. The reason we're on this topic is because I decided that I would take my big mouth and do something for the positive for someone else. So I hit the streets of the Queen City, being that I had an event in Charlotte, North Carolina, and being that it was the proper time because of the CIAA. So I took the show to the Queen City, and on Sugar Creek Drive or Avenue, I can't remember the name of it, one of the two. You guys all know it. You see it every time you go to or head through or drive around Charlotte, North Carolina. We took the show on Sugar Creek, and we went up and down Sugar Creek, and we posted up at the Food Line 6403, I believe that is, Sugar Creek Avenue. We posted up on Sugar Creek, and we took out some donations from some folks, and a lot of people stopped through, and they gave us a lot of things, man. They gave us a lot of food. They gave us a lot of clothes. They gave us shoes. Man, they gave us eating utensils. I mean, we got plasticware and forks and ties, and I mean, we got it all. So hopefully we did something for the positive. Hopefully we did something for the positive. In the future, we will be in several other counties or several other cities down east. So I want you all to look out for us, man. We will be in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be in Wilson, North Carolina. Definitely, that's my home. Shout out to the whole Wide Awake. We'll be in Greenville, North Carolina. We'll be in Rocky Mount, I believe. I'm not sure on the Rocky Mount date. That hasn't been confirmed. Two of these haven't been confirmed, but we'll definitely be there. I don't care if they give us a permit to do it on the street or whatever. We're going to be there, and that's what it is. So they're going to have to lock us up if they don't want us giving stuff to the homeless, because we definitely want to do something for the positive. That's just how I rock. Since I'm always running my mouth, I figure that I would do something positive. The homeless. It's in the United States, it's a funny thing, because the question, I'm asking the question, first of all, is it really is it really a big problem all over the country? I've had the liberty to travel through several larger cities and some smaller cities, and you know, in some places the homeless is what you want to say out of control. Where I live, the numbers are I don't know what the numbers are in my own city. Shame on me for not researching that. But the numbers are subsequently low compared to some of the larger cities that I've just seen visually. You know what I mean? According to, I think, USA Today, the numbers in 2008, the numbers rose dramatically in cities like Atlanta, Boston, New York, of course, Phoenix, Denver, Minneapolis. I think Washington was one of those. Matter of fact, I got my stats here. And let me check that out. Let's see. Atlanta, Boston, Denver. I forgot Denver. Minneapolis, New York, Phoenix, Portland, Seattle, Washington. These numbers have risen. At first, they went down 12%. Okay? That's the number of people in the United States that were found in shelters. I think the number, let's see, many mayors have 10-year plans to end the homeless and have reported progress until this year. The most recent official count in January 2007 found 671,000 people, almost 672,000 people living
on the U.S. streets, shelters, or one of the two. They say that number is down, was down 12% from January. Here's something that I'm wondering, and this was according to the housing crisis, the housing meltdown. Right now, with the housing market the way it is and with the job situation the way it is and the lack of funds here and there for this program and that program, are the numbers that dramatic, and are you seeing them in your cities? If anybody's calling in, hit that one. I want to get some opinions on this. I'll try to take as many calls as I can in this hour. The number 619-638-8559. I want to know what the numbers look like in your city, and can these numbers be prevented? Like, can we do something collectively as a whole to address the homeless situation? Is the housing market part of the problem? Is the government part of the problem with taxes? Is it the lack of jobs? Is it the lack of corporations moving? In my mind, I like to say that all of the above has something to do with the homeless population and where we are today. You know, I don't know, but there's also a group of people who refuse to do anything for themselves. You know, there's a group of people who only depend on someone to give them a handout and only depend on the federal government to give them a handout. So, you know, with that said, is that the people who are homeless today? I think I read somewhere where they were talking about, you know, actually someone told me this. I didn't even read that. Someone told me this. They were telling me about, you know, right after Vietnam, however you pronounce it, they were saying that the homeless rate went up because a lot of people were institutionalized. And when the funds ran out, a lot of these people with the minor problems that could have been medicated, those people were released on the street. Or they went AWOL and they were never to be found because no one cared about finding them. So, you know, all over you go, you always see a sign if you're paying attention. You know, a lot of people out of sight, out of mind to this, but, you know, not me. I'm always giving money to somebody. And I know it's bigger than giving money, but and that's why I did the food drive. But you see a lot of signs that say, you know, Vietnam vet, injured at war, looking for work, we'll work for food, we'll do this, that, and the third. I got five callers right now. Let me go to the 252. That's my first caller. 0748, you're on the line.
Hey, Pete, this is Keisha.
Hey, what up? What's going on? How are you?
Hey, I missed helping you this weekend, but my son is sick with the flu and a double ear infection, so...
Wow, a double ear infection?
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah, I work in Tarboro at a community health care center. And Edgecombe County is like one of the, I think it's either the first or the second poorest community out of North Carolina. And I was at Walmart, and a homeless guy was out there, you know, and I've seen them before in the clinic or whatever because they have a homeless shelter where they bring in certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to him, you know, I was getting something to eat. Of course, I bought him something to eat. I wouldn't give him any money. I bought him something to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, people look at me as a bad person. He said, I'm not a bad person. He said, I'm a father. He said, I have a master's degree in business. I haven't been able to get back on my feet since the hurricane came. He said, I've had, you know, temp jobs here and there. He said, I had my own business. When the hurricane came, I think it was Fran or Florida, I can't remember which one it was, that did a lot of damage in North Carolina. But he said, I'm not out here because I want to be out here. He said, I go to the homeless shelter, whatever. I'm grateful for the clothes that you guys give at the clinic or whatever, this and this. He said, but every day I go out. He said, I got a suit and a shirt, the same thing I put on every day and go look for a job.
Wow.
So, you know, it's the homeless, it can go, you know, I've been to Georgia and seen a woman panhandling and 30 minutes later she gets in a Benz and drives off. So
wow.
She makes it hard. You know, people like that make it hard to say, what do you do? Do you help the people that you see on the streets? Is it real or is it fake? You know, I mean, this lady that was in Georgia, when we was in Georgia, we seen her, you know, you drive off, you get money, and then you drive off in the Benz. You make
that's,
it hard. I mean, you that's crazy.
That is crazy. That's major right there. I mean, it does make you wonder. First of all, I think most of us have good intentions to begin with. But
right.
It's like when you see something like that, every time after that, it makes you wonder, you know, hey, should I give this person money again or... Or are they going to drive off in the Benz or drive off in a Hyundai or drive off in anything? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, and you see people like here at your favorite place where they only have two cashiers, I saw a couple, it's been a couple of weeks ago, where they got the baby on their back. They got a little sign, we'll work for food, we will do this. You know, it makes you wonder, you hate to see the child suffering regardless, but then you hate to see the parents out here having to do this with a child on their back. But it makes you wonder, okay, are they just doing this, using the child as a scapegoat,
right,
you know, to get what they need? Are they going to
mm-hmm.
walk away and go get in the Winnebago over here and go to Corral? Are they going to do this? You know, what do you do?
Wow.
So, I mean, what? Right there, it's a
catch-22. It is a catch-22. I mean, but, okay, and I do agree with you on that, first of all. Let me be clear about that. I definitely agree with you because I always hesitate. Man, I used to – my heart is big as gold, man. I used to pick people up on the road that was broke down. I stopped doing that years ago. But I'm saying we all have good intentions, but at the same time, are there social programs for people who are homeless? Or are there programs that you know of where a homeless person, I mean a quote-unquote a real homeless person, I don't mean somebody who's doing bad. I mean a homeless person who has no good clothes, who probably smells, is there a place for them to go and find a job to do better? Like once you hit that level, how do you get out? You know, in your mind, Keith.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I think really once a person is homeless and they have to go through struggling, you know,
I think you broke up, Keith. All right, if you get back on, give us a call back. Hit the one again, and we'll get back to you. You know, here's my question. Once you get to a point where you're at rock bottom, right? Once you get to a point where you have nothing at all, you're at rock bottom, how do you come up from that? Without help or with help, how do you come up from that? I mean, and there's all sorts of variables that come into account with the person, you know, that has to do with the person being homeless, I'm sure. You know, you have, you know, there's drugs, there. Man, the numbers are endless. But nowadays, in 2011, and you can go back to 2010 since it's early in this year, with all the things that we've had to overcome in the last 3 to 7 years with the economy, with corporations leaving or corporations closing, and, you know, if you go back to the last 10 to 15 years, you're talking about, just look at North Carolina alone, you're talking about the tobacco buyout gone. You're talking about all sorts of mills gone or laid off. Some people that were working year-round now only work seasonal. So how do you – I can't miss 3 or 4 checks. You do good being able to miss one and still carry on like you can carry on, but I can't miss 3 to 4 checks and still get by. So I'm wondering, like, a man told me in South Carolina, he said, you want to know the difference from – middle class or so-called, these are his words. He said, you want to know the difference between middle class and so-called working class? He said it's 30 days without a check. And, you know, I want all the listeners to really think about that. I'm going to go to another caller here in a second. But I want all the listeners to really think about that. If you could go or if you went 30 days without working, without being able to find work, and without a check, having the same bills to pay, I mean, no income, zero income, could you still survive? And on top of that, something I wanted to add to that, on top of that, I think we need, as the working class people, we need to make arrangements to be able to survive past 30 days. And I think a lot of us either can't do that or aren't looking at our working situation as if that could happen to us. You know what I mean? We blow all sorts of money. We spend all sorts of money. I mean, like I said, the CIAA just passed. And I know for a fact there were people down there who couldn't. And I'm not knocking you. I'm not knocking anybody taking a chance and having a good time. So you know what? I'm not knocking anybody who just say, listen, I got to have a good time. I need to go out. I need to relax. I'm going to the CIAA and I'm going to party. I'm not knocking that. Do what you do with your money, your situation, whatever. But as an individual, I think what we should do is pay attention because, you know, this could be you. This could be us. I'm going to go to a commercial, then I'm going to take 3 more callers, and, you know, we'll go from there. You're listening to KRRP Radio Show.
We are in warfare. And Jesus Christ is looking for warriors that are willing to fight.
We need to leverage our political power and our political interest in both parties. We have the opportunity to talk about how our values work, because when they're put in place, when we govern according to those values, they work.
If anybody is going to take on Mr. Barack Obama, it's going to be black conservatives.
When you push in abortion upon a population, you ask yourself, who's pushing it?
Democrats cannot win without the black vote.
The Jesse Jackson era is over.
Conservatism is neither white nor black. It's what's right. It's what's good.
Our community is everyone.
This is a Kingdom of God movement.
When I was in inner city, pastoring, what I saw was the Democratic Party making the inner city at that time a social wasteland.
Maybe it's you who needs to decide that you want something different and stop waiting for a politician to hand that to you.
We are serious about the mission that we have for the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and we stand on three basic pillars, and we don't apologize for it, but we are devoted Christians, first and foremost. We are proud black Americans, and active Republicans. There are two issues that are facing our nation today that we don't allow anybody, if they want to get our support. You are pro-life and you believe marriage is composed of one man and one woman at one time. We may not be the organization for you, and that's okay. We're not changing who we are.
I don't understand that. They won't mention that the vice chair. When I tell a lot of people this, even Republicans, they say, wow, we didn't know that. They didn't know that the vice chair of the North Carolina Republican Party is a black man named Dr. Timothy Johnson. Timothy Johnson is also the national chairman and founder of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. They don't mention that the KKK was a terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. They just talk about what they did to blacks, but they fail to mention, they forget that one little detail. And another thing they won't tell you is that from 1929 to 1974, North Carolina had a eugenics board, and they passed the Sterilization Act, which they forcibly sterilized 7,600 people. Some of them as young as 8 years old. They don't mention that. Democrats were doing that.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man holds it down, the purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. All right, we are back. KRRP Radio Show. WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. If you're listening on WMMG or WBYJ, you can call in at 619-638-8559 to get on the air. Press 1, please, if you want to make a comment. We just screened several people. I guess a lot of people are hitting 1 by accident. No problem. You still can listen on. If you're online, check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KRRP radio show. And you can hit us up on Twitter if you want to make a comment, and we'll do our best to get to your comment and, you know, try to put your comment on the air. Our Twitter is @KRRP radio show, or you can add me on Twitter @NCPudgy. You can send an email to KRRPradioshow@gmail.com for whatever you like. You can curse me out, tell me how much of a dog I am, how stupid I am, this, that, whatever. And I'll do my best to not read it. No, just kidding. I'll read it. right now we're talking about the homeless and, you know, how can one overcome the rock-bottom poverty level that they're dealing with in 2011. There's been a lot of things to go on in the past, I don't know, we're going to say 10 to 15 years as a society as a whole. There's a lot of people who have lost their homes. In some respect, there are a lot of people who probably should have never been in those homes. And I know that might make you know some of you all feel a certain kind of way, but there are a lot of people who lost jobs. A lot of the private industry have moved. A lot of the public industries have moved. A lot of jobs and corporations are laying off. You know, let's talk about it. Maybe there's an answer. Maybe we can address it. As you all know, I did a homeless drive in Charlotte, North Carolina on yesterday, and I broadcast some of it. We got rained out a little bit, but that didn't stop us from collecting donations. No monetary donations, only clothes, food, any kind of food, any kind of clothes. We definitely accept it, and we give it to the biggest local mission that's out there. Or what I would really like to do is directly go out and give this stuff to the homeless. I would like for it to be readily available for them to come pick and choose for a change. I mean, we go in stores, and we deserve the right to do that because, you know, we make our own money. But we go in stores, and we pick through the clothes that we want, and we pay for them. Some people might need a break. And some people don't. Don't get me wrong. I know there's a number of homeless out there who does not deserve a break, but you put yourself in your own situations. I clearly understand that. I'm not doing this for these people. What we're doing, we're trying to motivate somebody. Maybe there's a suit that's going to be in those clothes that we gather up. Maybe there's going to be a nice shirt and tie or just a nice set of clothes for someone that they can gather up and get themselves a job. I mean, we're all about promoting self, so in my mind, you should help yourself through all terms, through all means, and in all levels of life. I'm going to go to the call out of the 702. Call out the 702. You're on the line. You're the only caller. Can I help you?
Peace, family. What's up with you?
What's good, baby? How you?
It's him again, man.
It's him again?
Yeah, from Facebook.
Oh, what's going on, brother?
And I seen you online, man. I said I gotta holler at my folks, man. I see I'm the only one in the queue, right?
Yeah, you're the only one in the queue right now. I can't believe it. There's many flyers and stuff we had out there, but it's all good though.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I've had a strange day and a strange time the last few years.
Really?
You know, I've been I don't know if y'all aware, I was homeless for a minute and probably gonna be again. But
wow.
The first thing about it is when a person become homeless, they got to steer clear of that alcohol and them drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first order of business. Because if you out there like that, you can't think properly. And thinking properly is what get a person through life, day to day, right?
Sure, that's right.
So if you out there and you can't think properly, and your goal is to chase drugs and alcohol, and make no mistake about it, when you become addicted to drugs and alcohol, you actually dedicate your life to the pursuit of and the use of those substances. So you're not only wasting your time in finding somewhere to lay your head and get out of that misery, you attracted to yourself such a terrible condition that you may never rise from it.
Wow.
I saw a brother a few minutes ago. I went to the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
He was way off. Man, my apartment where I'm finna get evicted. I ain't trying to make light of the situation. I ain't going to lose too much sleep over it because I'm going to keep mine about me. I got something going on that I ain't going to let slip away.
Okay.
But I saw this brother, he was waist deep off in a garbage can. And
wow.
Our apartment shares the dumpsters with the 7-Eleven. So I was going to throw my trash over there. I saw the cat. I didn't hit him with it. So I was thinking to myself, I said, man, this is a cold piece of work. So I went over to 7-Eleven, and I was going to get a coffee. So I walked out. I said, man, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my man right here this dollar, change, whatever it was. I gave it to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was overjoyed to get a dollar. And I said to myself, first off, when you waste deep off in the garbage can, man, that's a hard knock.
Sure.
But when you excited to get a dollar, man, that's a cold piece of work.
That is, man. Wow. Let me. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, brother. I don't want to take all the time. What's happening?
Oh, you good, man. We got plenty of time, and I'll make more time. Listen, man. Let me ask you a question. Since you've been in that walk of life, and that is a hard knock to life, man. That's a hard way to go and a long way to fall in my mind. But you know, with a lot of things that are going on, I don't know if it's so hard today to fall that far at all. I mean, there's a lot of people who are like the old gentleman told me in South Carolina. A lot of people are one check away. You know what I mean? They're one check away from being homeless and don't realize it and still spend wastefully. But let me ask you this, though. When you were homeless and when you were exposed to that, what were the majority of the situations that you came across with people whom are homeless?
They like to drink. You know, they like to drown that sorrow and that misery. It's just like any other walk of life. You know, the thing about it is, when you're homeless, it stands out a little more. A person can go in their house if they have a home, and they can do everything they do behind closed doors.
That's right.
When you're homeless, you're exposed to society.
Mm.
And so a lot of people are more prone to look down on a homeless person because they see them, and they see that the vices that these people have. When you got people that's highly successful, with the same vices, and by the same token, you got that dude who an hour away from, you know, an hour off his paycheck or maybe a sick day away from getting evicted or maybe not being able to feed his family, who do the same type of thing or may not do the same thing.
Right.
But, you know, the homeless person is exposed to everybody. Everything he does, he's exposed. As far as even using the bathroom, he's exposed. You know, so the thing about it is a lot of times, man, people – you know, they get used to having a job, they get used to having an automobile, they get used to a certain way of life, and they can't see no other way, so they don't plan. You know, and by the same token, you got so many people who have so much that they cling to it, and a lot of these people never get a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're homeless, you got to find an outlet to use whatever creativity that you have.
Sure, that's right, that's right.
You have to find an outlet to use, and you have to unite among certain lines. You know, whether that, no matter what that line is going to be, and I've got to keep it real, whether that line is racial, whether that line is religious, or whether that line be some other abstract thing that, you know, people can't conceive of, or drug use, or whatever it is, you know, folks have to use some kind of outlet for creativity because this economic system is really strange right now. When you look at the different businesses up and down the street, and I'm a realist, and I don't mean to be offensive to anyone, but I like to tell the truth.
Right.
I come from Compton, California. I'm a former gang member. I went to the military, and I'm saying this to make a point.
Sure.
I went to the military in 1993 so that I could afford to buy machine guns for my little gang down in Spring Street. Now, that's Compton. That's a bad area. I stayed in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I got out, the military. You know, let me backtrack. I went to buy them weapons, and a lot of people from my hood got smoked. They went to jail. And, you know, just bad things happened to him in general. So I really didn't have nothing to stay there for. So I got out after a few years, and I went to the Bay Area. And I noticed they got a gigantic homeless problem down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it made me feel bad. When I looked and saw these brothers digging the trash cans, and, you know, I seen a cat one time right there on East 14th and 98th Avenue, where it used to be a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I ain't sure if it's still there behind Big O' Tires.
Mm-hmm.
He reached in a trash can. I mean, he didn't even look. He grabbed a fistful of garbage and started eating it. You know, and I said, man, you know, man, I said, that's a cold thing, man.
Wow.
You know, when it gets to that point, you're not thinking properly. You wouldn't eat anything. It could have been anything in that fistful of garbage.
Yeah.
From broken glass to poison to rotted food to whatever it was, and he did not care.
Well, yeah, you get to the point where if you're not already at that point when you get homeless, it seemed like to me it would be easy to get to the point where you really don't care, where you don't care about nothing, and then comes crime, And then comes addiction if you weren't already addicted. You know, the stats say, these are the American stats, right? This comes from the American Study of Homeless. It says that 30 to 40% of the homeless population, this is in North Carolina, have mental illnesses. 30 to 40% before they were homeless had mental illnesses. And an even higher percentage of that were addicted or had addictive disorders. And then it goes on to say another 10% were like victims of domestic violence. So it's all these people have problems to begin with. And then if you throw the job loss rate on there, if you throw the corporation meltdown, if you throw all that at somebody, additional to the problems they already have, it's hard to stay motivated. Like, we need some help. We need to help each other be motivated. That's my point. You know what I mean? I think we need to take some self-responsibility and try to help each other, because no one else is out. No one's going to help you, man. You're on your own. If you're not willing to do it yourself, who do you want to do it for you?
Now, see, that's one thing. You know, I'm not a selfish cat. You know, I try to help folks out, and I just embarked on an adventure through this website where I have to make commission off of it by loading my design. The company's starting to give me a commission, but what I'm gonna use that money for is not to improve my standard of living dramatically. I just want to be able to live. You know, I live in a duplex, man, and still eat. You know, out of Walmart and Food for Less.
Right.
But my aim is to help my folks, because, you know, when I look up and down the street and I look at these businesses, I usually see one particular race working inside these businesses, and it's a very rare thing that a black person is employed by these different entities unless it's a public job. And, you know, like I say, you know, when I talked about homelessness, people have to unite along certain lines. That doesn't just go for homelessness. That goes for the private sector employment as well. Because if you don't, if you look and you think that you're going to walk into one of these places and get a job, a person is looking at you like, do you really expect me to allow one of my family members to go hungry so I can allow you to feed your family?
Wow.
So that's why I say people have to use a certain amount of creativity when they're looking towards establishing employment, because the job simply ain't there right now.
That's true.
You know,
wow.
You have to use whatever resource is necessary. And a lot of, you know, you see people and they're homeless and you look at them, and some people don't really take certain things into consideration, like how long has this person been without a meal?
Mm-hmm.
How long, what is keeping this person from starting to rob people? Because morality does not make turds, and you must feed yourself. You have to eat in order to survive. And the weaker you get, the less likely you are to commit a crime. And that's why these people ain't committing crimes, because they too weak to get away with it.
Mm. You know what?
That's
a reality that I never even took that journey into that reality. I never even thought about the fact that, you know, there probably a certain number of homeless people out there who are too weak to commit a crime or too drugged up to commit a crime or don't have the will to, because they're not fed or they're malnourished. Let me ask you, I got two questions for you real quick, and I'm going to grab another caller real quick.
Right on.
How can a person who's already at rock bottom, I mean, I'm talking real deal homeless, you know what I mean, no means of anything, how can a person like that get back on their feet in today's society?
They got to have a clear head, and they got to be able to think. That's the first order of business. Don't have a clear head, and you're not able to think, you ain't gonna be able to make it. But you gotta sit down. What you gotta do is think. You have to be able to formulate a plan. Like they say, the man who fails to plan, plans to fail. So you have to be able to plan to use your creativity, and you have to find an outlet for it. See, that outlet could be somebody walking down the street that you can talk to. It could be a family member. It could be using the internet in the library. You have some resources. You have to be able to use them. Other than that, you're going to attract a bunch of other homeless folks who got bad habits, and you're going to dwell in them bad habits with them people and never raise up.
I got to tell you, man, you dropped some knowledge, because a lot of people, you can speak through the terms that we're talking about. You know what I mean? You can speak in first person about this thing, first, second, and third person. And that's B.I.G. in my book, man, for somebody to overcome that and embrace it. You know, I heard what you said earlier, and embrace it knowing that, hey, I may be there. Hey, man, if it's something we could do, brother, to prevent you from being in that situation, I mean, I don't have a whole lot of money, but I know a lot of people. So you see my number. I get my email address out. If it's something I could do for you, brother, you let me know, man. I don't want to see you homeless. Knowing what you know and what you can do, I'm willing to help you help yourself.
Word up. Let me put this out one time again since you asked that.
Go
you
for
see,
it.
You see my I tagged you on one of them albums, right?
Yeah, on a bunch
I
of
I got
them.
A website. If you promote that website in any way, shape, or form, I'm not only going to help myself, I'm going to help everybody I can because that's my goal.
Well, look, like I want say, you to promote it right now. You got the floor. Promote your site right now. Listen, I got 100,000 listeners that listen to this show, probably plus when I get the numbers next week or the week after. Let them know
Word
what you're doing, what you're offering, man. You got the floor, brother. It's on you.
Okay. What I got is I need two things. I need a publisher for a book that I wrote. And you can get at me at HIMMAGGIN on Facebook. My website that I'm selling my articles from, a variety of products, like they go from coffee mugs to book bags to shirts to sweatshirts and whatever, is cafepress.com/himagaindesign. That's HIMMAGGINDESIGNS. Once I get that rolling with the proceeds from that, I plan on opening little small centers to educate folks, parolees, single mothers, and folks who need a break. I'm going to get down for y'all. I'm not no selfish cat. That's my goal. I've been planning it for too long to let it fail right now.
Wow.
And if
well, y'all heard
there, you got to keep your head up. You can't let nothing deter you. And don't ever in your life think that you need drugs and alcohol to make yourself feel better because it's going to make you go down the drain faster than a good flushing toilet. So do your thing. Hold your head up. Keep it real. Be yourself. And don't bow down to nobody.
Him, give that address one more time for the people out there listening, just in case they didn't get it. Repeat it for us, if you will, for your merchandise.
It's cafepress.com/himagaindesign. That's cafepress/HIMMAGGIN designs, DESIGNS. Get at me. If it's something that you need, I'm on Facebook with the same name, HIMMAGGIN. Hit me up. Get at me. And, you know, Pudgy, I'm going to let you do your thing, family.
As soon as I get off the air, brother, I will be getting a shirt from you, man. So at least a shirt. I'll see what else I can do, too. So I definitely support people who support themselves. I appreciate your time, brother. I'm going to grab another call, and then I got to get a commercial.
Word up, family. Peace.
Peace. I'm going to go right to the 919 since these callers have been on the air for a while. And I'm just going to go into some callers for right now. I'll grab a commercial at the 9 o'clock hour. Caller, you are on the air. I'm sorry, from the 252. You are on the air. Last two digits is 41.
Hey, Pete, it's Keisha again.
Oh, she called back. What's good with you?
Nothing. I caught the tail end of that guy because I was trying to get my son in the house. I'm trying to put his stuff in now and tweet it, but I hope I got it right. I'm going to send it out anyway.
True indeed.
I didn't catch everything that he was saying. Was he homeless?
He was homeless before. He was saying that he was homeless before, and what he's found that he's been through, you know, the people that he met were they had a dependency. They were either, he said, you got to keep a clear mind and stay off the drugs and alcohol in order to overcome your situation. And he was just elaborating on that in some situations that he saw.
Okay. Because I just caught, like, the part I caught where he was about to buy some guns or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to go back to KLRPRadioShow.com and hear that part. I didn't catch all of that myself.
Okay. But what I was saying is it's a program. It's a homeless place over where I work at. Like I said, Edgecombe County is like a poor country. I mean, a poor community, excuse me.
Okay.
And some of the homeless people that they know they have problems, like the guy was telling me about earlier before I got disconnected, he was saying that, you know, he had his master's in business and everything like that, but the thing that he goes back, he does counseling within the homeless group because most of the people, like he said, are they're addicts. They're addicted to alcohol. Like one of his friends was addicted to porn and, you know, just a bunch of crazy stuff. But the first thing they're teaching at this homeless place is to rehabilitate them to be in today's society. To rehabilitate them, whether that means they have to go through AA, rehabilitate themselves from drugs, commit themselves to some type of treatment. Start taking the community college is now kicking in to help them obtain a degree if it's something that they want. They're helping them get jobs. They're helping them do that. And that's, I mean, I think that's something that every community should have because it is really homeless people out here due to, like you said, domestic violence, being addicted to something or whatever. But it's too many of us out here. We may, like you said, we can't do everything. We may can't help everybody, but I look at, like, these superstars who have all this money and waste it on a Bugatti. Nothing's wrong with that. That's what they want to do. But give back because not every person out here in the industry or whatever, and I know, I mean, I've been around industry people, know some of their money, some of the things they got to go through. But give back because we can't do it all by ourselves. Hello? Hello?
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
All right, sorry about the technical difficulties, folks. We went straight into a commercial. I'm going to go ahead and get another caller here from the, let's see, from the 213 caller. You've been on for about an hour now. I appreciate you waiting, caller. You are on the line, 213 area code. You're the only caller from the 213. I can't make you out, caller. Give us a call back. I got to go to another caller. We can go back to the 919. You've been on the longest as well. 919, you're on the line. May I help you?
Hey, P, this is Kevin Watkins off Facebook.
Kev, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, how's it going, man? Love the show. Hey, that dude that used to be homeless, and I don't know what I can say to beat him, but, you know, as working in security, I've dealt with a lot of homeless, and I will tell you, three things that can help: friendship, family, and God. If they all get their head straight, we can't help everybody. Sure. But when you see somebody out there that says, we'll work for food, hey, everybody needs some help now and then. Let them work for you.
Yeah, doing something. I agree.
There's a lot of missions out there that are doing good work. A lot of places are trying to put them to, but we got to get rid of all the fakers, all the people that are taking advantage of things.
Mm.
All the way down, not even a homeless, all the way up through. Me and my family, I could have been on food stamps for the last 6 years. I don't do it because we're not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people would quit taking just because it's available and leave it for the people that truly need it, maybe, just maybe, it might be able to help some of them that are homeless. A lot of the homeless in their past lives before they were homeless alienated themselves from their family, from their friends, and from God. Mm-hmm. If we can get them back to that, maybe we can help them. I'm only a check or two away from being homeless myself. I mean, I know, I lost my house 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Me and my wife and daughter moved down here to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We struggled by with my cousin's help and my family's help. We mm-hmm. made it. You know, I'm very negative about giving money to somebody.
Right.
But if somebody's willing to earn their money, hey, I ain't got much. I can't pay a minimum wage. I'm just barely making that. But,
sure.
you know, if I need yard work and I know somebody can use it, or if I have an empty room and I know somebody that's not going to be doing drugs or that I have to be scared of to have in my home, I'd more than welcome. Come on in. Become part of the family. Help out. Take care of your end of the things.
I know that's right. Help,
you know,
help yourself, right?
Yeah, that's the only way we're going to get them off the streets. But a lot of them, I agreed with what that other dude was saying about, hey, you got to have your head straight. I used to party. I used to do this or that. But you got to have priorities. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you become a victim of your environment, you got to change your environment. But if you're homeless, how do you change your environment, man? It just, it's so difficult.
It kind of
goes. Churches.
I'm sorry, go ahead. There's churches.
There's churches and programs out there that, I mean, they get frustrated too. You know, they try to help people, and then these same people are just out there. They take what they give them, and then they go out. Like, I sent you a message. I know a gentleman, and I try to tell the college kids up in Raleigh, don't give these people money. They say, okay, we'll buy them food. They go buy them food at the Harris Theater where I was a security officer. They'll give them a sandwich and a drink. The students walk away. The guy goes in, returns the food net, comes out with a quart of beer. Not everybody that's acting hungry is hungry. I don't know what to do about it. It's a catch-22 all the way around. How do you help somebody? But there's families out there that are homeless. There's people that are trying, and, hey, just, you know, if you can give something, give it to a shelter. Give it to the missions. Support the missions like you're doing. That's great. I would not hand anybody out there panhandling. That is the biggest scam. A panhandler in any city can see up to 10,000 people a day. If one-tenth of them give him 50 cents, he just made more than I make in 2 weeks. So I don't give him money. I'll help people out any way I can, but we got to get rid of the fakers, and we got to get control of the drugs and alcohol. And friends, family, and God, man, it's the only way to do it.
You know what? It's funny, you know, that you say that, because a lot of people won't give it all. I mean, a lot of people won't give advice or time of day just based off something that you said. And I've heard it, and I hear it often, is that, you know, if everybody gives them a quarter and they ask 100 people a day, you know, blah, blah, blah. If everybody give them a dollar and they ask 500 people a day, I mean, you hear all those excuses why you should not give. You know what I mean? Like, I hear that so much, but what if everybody gave them a piece of bread? You know what I mean? Like you said, you know, be slow about giving money. Okay, I understand that. I don't knock anybody for not giving away their hard-earned money. I definitely don't knock that. But, you know, on the same level of what you said, how about donating some time to find out what's really wrong with that person instead of not paying them attention? In my mind, there are some legitimate homeless people out here, Kevin, and you know, let me just ask you this before I go off on a rant. If it were you and your family, and like you said, if you lost your house and you didn't have your family to rely on, what would you do if you ended up homeless? I mean, how could you bounce back with a family and you're homeless?
Well, that's where you go to God. I mean, I don't know any honest preacher, Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, whatever, if somebody goes to them and is honest about seeking help, I don't see them turning people away that are honest and straight and not messed up on drugs or alcohol. And they try to help, but, I hope I never get to that position. And I do help. I mean, I had a gentleman when I was working. Like I said, I don't give money. But one guy come in, he told me, he said, look, he says, God just blessed me. I got a job starting next week. He said, but, sir, I haven't eaten for 3 days. He said, I'm not going to be out here panhandling. I know that's not right. He said, but is there any way I can get something to eat? Mm-hmm. Me and the grocery manager, I didn't have but a little bit. We pitched together, got like $5, bought the man a pack of bologna, loaf of bread, and a thing of mustard. And he swore, oh, well, I'll get you back. Hey, don't worry about it. Well, you know, praise the Lord, 2 weeks later, this guy comes back. He says, I want to pay you and you and the other gentleman back. And we both told him, just pass it on, you know. Give it to somebody you know needs it. But this guy was honest. He wanted to. If they're out there hiding and sneaking, they ain't being honest, man.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've had a lot of people, Kevin, you know, always say, man, and I've given money. Don't get me wrong. I have given money. But I've had a lot of people say, you know, hey, let me get your address or where do you live or I'll do this, that, and the other. But, you know, like I was saying on the show once before, I remember, you know, in Greensboro, and this wasn't long ago. This was just in the summer. But I was on my way to a store, and I was going to go get money from the ATM. It didn't have any cash on me. Was running out of gas at the time, you know, driving that gas guzzler that I have. And, yeah. You know, this homeless guy came up to the car, and I was ill, man. It was hot, and, you know, I don't know. I was ill that day and running out of gas, didn't run the AC or whatever. But he came up to the car, and he started asking me for money. You know, I'll do this, you know, telling me his story, his brief story, because we had a stoplight right off an exit ramp. And I'm like, listen, man, I guess he saw the look in my face, how serious I was. But I'm like, listen, man, I'm about to run out of gas right now if I don't get to the store real fast. That brother reached in his pocket and gave me a dollar. You know what I mean? Or he went back to his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, and he got a dollar from her, and then he gave it to me. He was like, here, man, you need it more than I do right now. I don't know if he was doing that as some sort of game, thinking, you know, I'd come back and give him more money,
no,
which I haven't. But I will. I promise you, when I see him, I will. I plan on it. But I thought that was
pretty
big. You know?
There's a lot of really good people in really bad spots. And what do we do about it? Like, that's what you're talking about.
Well, that's my question.
You know, and yeah, and how do we know? So, like, we got all these things set up for the young, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. Hey, how about big families? You know, people that have need to take people that don't and help them out.
Right.
Like I said, I gladly, if I knew I could trust somebody to bring them in. I don't have nothing. I mean, I'm living in a farmhouse out in the middle of the country. I have nothing. But what I have, I don't want to lose because I was trying to help somebody else either. But I would gladly bring somebody in if they wanted to work, if they wanted to go out and cut my grass. I know a lady that's unemployed right now trying to fight to get Social Security started. She has vision in one eye, and she's not able to work. But I know she doesn't mind doing something. But instead of trying to give her something, I told her, look, how about helping me and my wife and daughter out? We got, you know, acre or yard. We got a bunch of things we want to get done. We got some things that need cleaned out. You come over and help us out, and we'll, you know, we'll help you out. We'll give you some money. And she was like, hey, yeah, that's great, you know,
right.
Because she doesn't want charity. She doesn't want to take advantage of people. And there's a lot of good people out there. And all you can do is tell them, hey, your first caller would say, or second caller, stay off the drugs, stay away from the alcohol. I know it's hard and it's tempting because you're so down and out. Find God. There are groups. The Raleigh Mission, Rescue Mission,
mm-hmm.
If you go there, they don't let you in if you're drunk or high.
Right, that's
a good
thing.
Or at least you're not supposed to.
That's
what they need to do. There are places out there. They're getting overwhelmed, of course, because of our society and the way things are going, you know, economically. But they're out there. There's places out there to get help. We need to support them places, not just with donations, but if we have time to volunteer, hey, go down. If somebody's down there and you know you can help them out by putting them to work, you know, hey, they'll be glad. They don't care about minimum wage. They'll just be glad to have, you know, something.
Right.
Like, you know, there's a lot of good-hearted people out on the street, and hopefully one day I ain't one of them. But, hey, I hope we get it straightened around, but we got to get rid of the riffraff, man. Too many people are them panhandlers are out there making money. They're giving the homeless a bad name, you know?
Yeah, and I think homeless people would agree with that. I think some homeless people would agree with that, but you know, what we can do collectively is just have some faith, man. I think that we need to do more than that, though. And you know what? I don't have the answers. But I'll tell you what's incredible, man. And just sitting here talking to you, and it just popped in my mind. I don't know why it just popped in my head. But what I find incredible is that I listened to you who told me a brief history of you and your family, right? And
right.
You know, we've spoken back and forth online on the Facebook or the Facebook, I think it was only.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like I know you, but just listening to you say these things out of your mouth and with the history that you told me, I've listened to you tell me how you don't have anything and how you live in the middle of a farmhouse in the middle of
yeah.
the country. And I find it incredible. I mean, and I really find it incredible that you tell people right now, you know, you're also telling the story that you're willing to help somebody. Like, you're willing to give the little monies that you do have extra to help somebody else survive. And if we all had your heart, man, if we all had your spirit and your soul and your faith, I think we would be a better off people. One of the reasons why, and I commend you for that, man, and for that, you are B.I.G. in my book, brother, and I really appreciate you, man. When I go to a commercial, I want you to hang on the line. I want to get your address because what I'm going to do, I'm going to buy the shirt from him, you know, the guy that called from Charlotte. I'm going to buy the shirt from him, and I'm going to send it to you. So, you know, one hand washes the other. You know, we don't have a whole lot, but we promote on the show. We're trying to do positive things. I'm going to go to a commercial, brother, so hang on the line, all right? You're listening to KIRP radio show.
Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to, I don't know, let's say you felt like you wanted to do something special, or maybe you felt empty in life. Maybe you got a lot of free time on your hands and you want to do something for your community. Maybe there's a lot of things going on. There are a lot of things going on in government today. But maybe there's some things that's going on that you feel so strongly about, or some things that you've always stood for and that you feel like you need to speak about, or maybe be around people who feel the same way that you do. Here's what you do if you feel like that. I got some advice for you, some very valuable advice. I want you to, if you're a web-based person and you're always surfing on the net and you get bored on the net with all this blah, 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 with the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the blogs, and you get sick of that junk. Here's what you do if you want some truth and some real information. At least that's what I get from this organization. I would like to introduce to you the Frederick Douglass Foundation worldwide and of North Carolina. Log on to www.tfdf.org. Or if you're in North Carolina, I don't care if you're anywhere in the world. Log on to the North Carolina site because you get two different views. You get more information. There's links to click on there. There's stuff to agree with. There's stuff to disagree with. And here's the thing that I love about these organizations or this one organization and both these websites. You have the ability to click on a website and you can talk to the director of the Frederick Douglass Foundation or the presidents of these organizations, and they'll get right back with you. That's the thing. That's what I love about this organization. The name of the organization, if you don't know by now or if you didn't catch it by now, is called the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Their core pillars of the foundation is being devoted Christians, proud Americans, and active Republicans. They believe in the sanctity of human life and protection of the traditional marriage. The founder of the Frederick Douglass Organization, the founders, is Dean Nelson, who acts as the vice chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. It's Timothy F. Johnson, chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and Troy Rowling, secretary general of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Here's some things that you got to know. This is truly a grassroots educational organization. They're not somebody that are going to probably not want to accept you because you're a Democrat. Or they might not, you know, they're not going to be somebody that's going to disown you because you're not vocal or you can't get around or you know, I don't know. It's not my organization, but I'm definitely a part of it, and it's definitely a part of me. I feel very strongly about it. Here's a quote from the Frederick Douglass Foundation's official website, tfdf.org and fdfnc.org. The quote goes, "Where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where any one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe." That comes from Frederick Douglass, folks. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man holds it down, the purely poetic Late Night Mike's poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooley will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. If you need to do some recording and you're from the DMC area, I want you to look up this company because they have everything that you need for your recording project, no matter what it may be. Any kind of vocal recording you need to do, any kind of spoken word, maybe you want to record a CD, maybe you want to do some commercials or some voiceovers, or maybe you just want to send a loved one, I don't know, a nice little voice note. Look up this company, www, on the web, it's www.satnamrecords.com. That's S-A-T-N-A-M records.com. Satnam Records is an immaculate, a beautiful place. Let me tell you, when you walk in the studio, you'll feel the comfort of your own home. I promise you, anytime you go into this place, you're just going to want to get on the couch and lay on the couch or lounge around. But don't forget they're charging by the hour. So don't get in there and lounge around and lay around too long because I think they're going to be looking for some extra money. But anyway, check this company out, Satnam Records, www.satnamrecords.com. If you need to call them, they offer free consultations. And I'll tell you what, I'll throw you a bone. If you let them know that you heard it on KIRP Radio Show, they'll give you a free hour of recording time. That's right, 1 free hour of recording time. And they also run in a promo package for everybody that heard it on this show, $35 an hour. This is to record in a professional, real deal recording studio and label, I might add. So check it out. If you're in the DMC area, look them up. Satnam Records, 45975 Noakes Boulevard, Suite 100. They're in Sterling, Virginia. Phone number is 571-323-8191. Again, that's 571-323-8191.
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, or you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, kirpradio@gmail.com or wmmg500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
We are back, KIRP Radio Show. Y'all know who it is. It's Pudgy. Shout out to everybody who's listening to the show. You are all B-I-G in my book. Sorry about the long commercial roll, but we definitely had to get that in. We have 3 minutes remaining on the show. So, you know what?
I think this has been a somewhat of a productive show. I think we've had people to call in that has displayed what I feel like what it takes to overcome the poverty problem in this country. It takes love. If you really want to round it up and sum it up to what we've all been talking about and something that everybody has pretty much said, it's going to take love. It's going to take something out of the ordinary. It's going to take care for each other. Let me tell you all something, and here's something that I truly believe. We are not in America in a place where we were once before. Our nation is still strong, and we're still built, and we're still built tough. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. We're still built tough, but a lot of the love and a lot of the respect that we once had for each other at one point, some point or another, or even for your own race. Okay, let's break it down and be 100% real with it. Even the love for self has somewhat diminished, and now we have a situation where our economic structure, our economic money structure is falling. You know, our money is falling every day, and there are a lot of people. I mean, there are thousands of people who don't believe that the government wants to support our deficit. A lot of people believe, once upon a time it was a conspiracy, but a lot of people really believe now that some entity of the government is trying to fail our money system, is trying to, on purpose, trying to purposely fail our money system, trying to crash it, crash into the ground. A lot of more people are talking about the numero. There are things going on with the taxes and the foreclosures that ran rampant. And if you run a business, and if you look at the housing market situation, this is just one leg of it. But if you look at the housing structure of the whole economic problem in the United States, how could you not see this? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? How could you not see that these companies were giving out loans to folks who could not afford them in 3 to 4 years or in 1 to 2 years? How could you not see that? And how could the banks not see that? How can, with all due respect to them, how can our president not see that every time he borrows money from our system? Don't get it twisted. We don't borrow off gold or any kind of commodity anymore. We borrow from the United States public workforce. We borrow from us, folks. The money that we generate and that we borrow is money that's built on the fact that we have a strong system. We have a strong America. But guess what? We're not the same strong America that we once was or that we once were. We're not the same America that we once were in terms of being financially stable. We are not. It shows in the numbers of corporations that are failing. It shows in the amount, the cost of our goods. It shows in our tax structure. It shows in the increasing amount of homeless people that are on the street, the increasingly amount of homeless people, I mean. It sticks out like a sore thumb. Here's what I'm saying to everybody in a nutshell, and I know I'm all over the board with this thing because there's a million things running in my mind, running crazy, and I got 1 minute to go, but here's what I'm saying in a nutshell, folks. I'm saying that we need to get to a point where we are depending on ourselves in hopes that we have support from each other and not from any entity. From each other. We got to learn how to do for ourselves and how to support each other in all things and everything. And that doesn't mean a handout. That means a word of encouragement. That means a brush on the shoulder. That means a, hey, I got your back. Sometimes your voice and your words go a lot longer than your money will ever go. Sometimes your support and your faith in a person will outlast any amount of money you will ever be able to give them. Any amount of money that you'll ever be able to give them. I don't need your money. I need your support. You know what I mean? With that said, support KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show. Support the show. We're doing big things. We're doing positive things. I definitely support you all in anything that you do. Anytime you call in here, you have the platform to advertise for free if you call in. Well, we also do advertising for people who don't want to bother. Or maybe they call in and they feel like, hey, they should do an ad on the show. That's cool. You do whatever fits your budget, whatever fits your means of advertising, whatever fits your means of business. I'm just saying that I think we need to depend on each other and stop depending on the government, stop waiting on the government. If you really think about it, the government has failed us many, 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 many times. Many times. We can't keep depending on the government to bail us out of things like the automakers. We can't continue to always think that the government is going to do something positive for us because they're not going to do anything for us. So my time is up. KRP Radio Show, I appreciate you guys calling in. I appreciate everybody stopping through. I need to read my shout-out list, and I know I'm over time, but I need to read my shout-out list. Shout-out to everybody who came through yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina, and gave us some goods and gave us something for the homeless drive, the food drive that we did. I will be coming to a city near you, so stay up. Look for me. If I'm coming to your city, you know, get those canned foods ready, get those old clothes ready, you know, get that stuff ready, man, so you can drop it off and, you know, we do big things. Everybody, you are B-I-G in my book, and I appreciate you guys coming through. I got to give my shout-out. Shout-out to the Westside Riders Harley Club. Shout-out to Willie Barnes, Jamar the True Freeman, my little brother. Shout-out to Fine Life Products. Shout-out to Speco Incorporated, Bridgestone, Firestone, Shell Gas Station. That was on Sugar Creek right at the turn, right off the interstate. Shout-out to Real Hot Records. You know, that's B.I.G. That's RHR. That's my company. Charlotte Sports Today and Chaz Bryant. Special shout-out to you guys for giving me the platform yesterday. Shout-out to Junior Frank's Car Wash, Mickey's Braids, Acum Silver Touch, the North Carolina Highway Patrol. Shout-out to you guys, man, because y'all didn't have to do what you did. You blocked off the area for me. That was B.I.G. in my book. Shout-out to Mecklenburg County, the city of Charlotte, the downtown city Mission, right near the stadium, folks. I'm sorry I can't remember the name of the Mission, but it's right near the Panther Stadium. They got a food Mission. They got a clothing Mission. They're doing big things over there. So shout-out to you guys. Shout-out to Sam's Car Wash, Dollar General Stores, and shout-out to the Food Line, 643 Sugar Creek. You're listening to WMMG, home of the KRP Radio Show. Add us on Twitter, folks, at NC Pudgy. It's me, direct, at KIRP Radio Show. It's the website, Twitter, and hit us up on the website, www.kirpradioshow.com. That is my time. I am out of here. One love. Everybody listening, you are B-I-G in my book. Make sure y'all go to that site and get a peak copper shirt from my man, him.
Real, real, only gon' recognize still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time.